All right, it is October 13th. It is right now approximately 22:30 hours. This is Detective Jenkinson speaking with
Engineer.
All right. Obviously, what I'm talking to you about tonight is the incident that occurred on Avenida de los Flores. Could you just tell me in your own words how you guys were involved in that incident, where you came from, how you got there, and what you observed?
Okay, we were on a structured fire over in 31's area. We were released. We heard that some gunshot call was going down, so we went available to get over there because we heard that there had a first alarm over at this incident, so we were trying to get released so that we can go to it. We went, I was the driver, so we ended up having to back out, get turned around, and so we went down Herbs, came in from the Herbs side down Flores, and then came up upon the barricades that we saw. We went and I pulled over to the opposite side of the traffic, over out of the way by the curb, and I could see the barricades being pulled. And so we just sort of sat there. The captain was trying to get a hold of make contact with the engine that was on scene, which was Rescue Engine 40. He tried to make contact. He wasn't able to, so he told myself and to stand by. He was going to go up and see what was going on and what we could do. So we stayed there.
Stayed in the truck.
At the truck's location, correct.
Where was the truck?
It was about two doors down from was it Montgomery? It was Avenida de los Flores and Montgomery. We were on the in front of about the third house
on the
southeast side
okay.
of the street. Next. Pretty much next to Engine 40 and an ambulance. Then they let the ambulance in. And then we also saw the squad parked on Montgomery, and then another ambulance was up there at the thing. So, and it did
at the scene where the victim was.
Yes. And it appeared it was a fairly stable scene because the police weren't that, there was no guns drawn at the time or anything, so it seemed like it was fairly safe at that time. Then Captain called me over and said that the victim was at the over by the front yard of the house on Montgomery and was on the, it would be the west side, west-south side of the street.
West side of Montgomery.
Right, in the front yard. We walked over, and there was a victim that they basically had been working on, and he was being ready to be transported to the ambulance. We went over there. There was enough guys on that, so they said for us to just get the equipment. Pick up the equipment and help them get back into service. And that's what we did.
So when you guys went over there, where was the victim? Was he already on a stretcher or still on the ground?
Appeared to be on a backboard. There was CPR being done to him, and it looked like. They had an IV established in them already, and they were loading them on the backboard.
Okay.
to put him onto the gurney, put him on that. So, who was all there that you can remember? Okay, I saw our squad paramedics, firefighter, and I believe were the firefighters. I saw Captain, and that's about all I remember. Okay, and our crew.
Did anybody say did you hear the victim say anything, or?
No, did not.
Okay.
No.
Did you see any weapons or anything on the ground around him? Because you said you guys picked up the equipment?
Yes. No, all I saw was what appeared to be needles from the paramedics that had tried putting IVs, and there was the couple of, I grabbed the our county paramedics defibrillator, and I helped them take that back to the rig,
okay,
to the squad.
Okay.
And that was about it.
Okay. So were you present with the...
I was going to help them load them onto the gurney, but they had enough people at that time, and they did it, so I was just getting equipment.
So you weren't over with the victim's wife, where Captain Burdick was initially? You guys were on the truck?
Yeah, we were at the truck's location, correct.
Okay, so you didn't hear her say anything, or?
No.
Okay.
No.
The captain mentioned that, the victim's wife, the neighbor who actually called 911, someone checked her vitals?
Yes, we did that after.
After?
That the victim was transported and gone to the hospital. Then, after he was, after we got him into the ambulance, loaded him up, he went. Then we got the equipment of our squad, basically the Ventura County Fire Department squad's stuff, and anything from Rescue Engine 40's gear.
Right.
Then when we got that task completed, then we went and looked at there was two women on the front yard over at the house across from where the victim was. And they said, and she seemed like she was distraught, so she was like, hyperventilating. So we basically took vitals. She refused to go to the hospital. She did not want to go to the hospital. So we took a quick history, took some vitals of her, tried to get her status. She was oriented times four. She could answer all our questions. And so we had her sign an AMA and released her. And just tried to calm her down.
Is she?
This was the neighbor of
right.
The guy, I believe.
Right. Was the victim's wife there present when you guys were?
Yes, she was there. The neighbor was in more like distress over it than she seemed to be.
The victim's wife?
Yeah.
Did she look, in your opinion, did she look like she was under the influence of anything?
No. I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell
so
by her things,
state
by
of
actions.
Hyperventilation, all that was just, you think, due to the fact and the circumstances?
Correct. Okay. Right. She made a comment that there were people with guns running through her yard, and the man was running through the backyard, and she was laying face down in the living room or something, that she had dropped to the floor or something, and that's why she was so upset.
Oh, because earlier she had seen...
I guess, yeah, that the guy was running through the... She had made comments that he was running through her yard or something, and so she was laying down in her living room scared.
And when you say he, do you know she was talking about?
I assume the guy that was in that front yard.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of?
No. I really didn't see that much of the victim himself. We got there a little bit after.
Right. And you guys responded from the fire on El Dorado.
Correct.
Waited in the truck until the captain.
Correct.
So then once the captain said, can you help out?
Right. Then he said, the victim's over here, come on over.
So you guys went directly over there?
Went over there to see if we could help him load him up into, it looked like, it appeared that they had been doing some work for a while on him, and that they just needed a hand getting him into the ambulance. And actually they had enough people to do that, so we basically just cleaned up the gear and got all our stuff together, then we treated the one victim, or the lady, asked and filled out a 650, which is our form for EMS, and took basic vitals, and she refused to go to the hospital.
And then after that, you guys?
We waited for the chaplain. Someone had requested a chaplain come, and so our battalion chief asked us to stay as an engine company until the chaplain arrived.
And that would be
for the lady.
And the chief is?
Chief Kevin Nestor.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Approximately 22:42.